you know, and he just is so sincere looking at, you know, she needs done, there's nothing we can do, she needs the operation. And that's just where you're left in limbo. And it's just, it affects everything because you're waiting and waiting for the call. And she doesn't, like, she can't do things, but not that she wants to do anything. Like, she's content. She just, like, when she comes home, she lies. Like, 80% of the time at home, she's lying on the sofa or the bed. You know, and it's just frustrating. But we were just so down. I felt I had the right answer today, too, because when I seen that last night, the hope that we had for March just, I thought, where is it going? You know, you wanted to watch it, and then if you're just watching it and seeing, you thought, how can this be going on people's lives every day? And it does affect the whole circle. It's not, you know, it's everything, and your people are looking and probably thinking, oh, they're, you know, it's more than what it looks like. And that's the hard thing, you know, and we're trying to keep Sarah up. And, you know, because this surgery is by no means an easy thing, but from what we said last night, we weren't told that. Like, it's 55 degrees in England, you have to have it done. And the more it gets curved, it mightn't be as big a success. So they've let her go from, she was 40, 45, and now she's gone to 9.